Continue, Rita.
Hi, is John there?
This is John.
Hey, John, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little busy today. Yeah, I just want to touch base with you on some offers, you know, we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. Looks like it was based on some financing you did with On Deck.
Right.
Yeah, so we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital up to about 250K. So yeah, I just want to touch base with you, you know, see what kind of plans you had lined up this summer where you might need some financing.
Well, I'm not interested in one of those automatic daily bank withdrawal loans.
Right. No, I hear you. Is that what you got with On Deck over there?
That was horrible.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty rough. So you had a daily. How much did you take out with them over there?
It was like, I don't know, but I was paying. I'm not exactly sure, but it was like $300 a day or something like that.
Wow. Yeah, that's... I know, those can be pretty rough. What did you need the money for?
Just some short-term stuff.
Right. Yeah, just a quick...
capital. What I should have done is just factored the contract I had.
Have you done, you know, factoring in the past?
It's been a while, but yeah.
Okay. And has that, like...
What is it that you give? What is your program?
Well, we do working capital, but we have multiple programs because we're a privately held direct lender, and we do, you know, it's unsecured, and it's, you know, the ranges from monthly, you know, weekly, and they also have the daily option as well, which I know you're familiar with.
My bank about a month ago, I don't know, they didn't tell me I had it, but asked me to come in and apply for, you know, interest only deal that they would roll over if I wanted to at the end of a year.
Uh-huh.
And that seemed like a pretty good deal.
Right. So wait, can you explain that to me again?
Charge a month. So $75,000 was about $800 a month interest only. Then at the other end of the year it balloons and they give you the option to roll it over if you want.
Right. And that's kind of, you know, similar to the type of programs that we have, you know, as well. Depending on what kind of term you'd be looking at, they would, like, once you get halfway through the term, you can, you know, refinance, if you will, and you get, you know, better rates, more money, and, yeah, we like to build those relationships with businesses.
I just don't want the kind of thing. I mean, I don't want this automatic drawing out of my account every day deal. That just doesn't work for me.
Right, nah, and I hear you, and that's because we are a privately held direct lender, right? We have more options than that. I mean, how much are you looking, you know, bring on?
75.
75, okay. And do you still have that On Deck loan out right now?
No, I don't have any loans out.
No, any loans out, okay. And what are you going to use the money for over there, John?
I need the working capital in the interim, but when I draw money, you know, on a monthly basis, I got to keep my bills paid because sometimes our payments come in. We're supposed to be, you know, net 30. Sometimes they're 60 and 90, and then I got to put me in a bind.
Bryce, wow, you've cut. Oh, go ahead.
It keeps me current myself. So I was looking for something like that. And then our DNB looks okay, but what it said when equipment, that's what happened with an equipment rental place that we use. They're showing 60 or 90 in my DNB because that's what's happened. I'm getting drawn out, right? So then,
right.
You know how it is. Everybody stretches everybody else. And then on my personal score, I have two things that I just disputed that they're writing off. So, you know.
Right. What did you just get, you know, disputed that they're writing off?
I made a deal with them some time ago, and this goes back to like 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card from Chase going back to 2008. So I'm working on that as well. I haven't looked at it lately because it went down to like 610 or something like that. Now it should be up.
Right. Okay, it should be up since then. So yeah. So you have, like, yeah, you're in the fair range right there. I know it may be, you know, kind of tough to find, you know, borrowing power as a consumer. But we do work with Creditiers A to D. You know, I'm sure we'll be able to find a program for you over there. I mean, when are you looking, you know, to bring on this capital by?
I don't know. I don't really have a deadline. It was just, you know, what it does is it just keeps me current everywhere, you know. So
right.
I mean, I'm not desperate or anything like that. So I don't really have a timeline.
Okay.
But to be clarified, I'm not interested in one of those automatic bank regular debit things because it doesn't work for me. Because what happens, it depends on when you hit it, is when the money's available, and
right.
I just can't work on that basis.
No, exactly. Especially because, yeah, you have those 60 to 90 day, you know, payouts with your customers, which is, you know, that's got to be tough. Do you have contracts you try and sign to rid that? Or?
Well, here's the deal. You want the work, you take the terms.
That's true.
You say,
yeah.
I haven't got the money yet, you can either, right?
Yeah.
That's the competitive nature of business. You don't always get to deal with people that are sweet and perfect. Sometimes
exactly.
And we try to build that into our profit margin, if we know somebody's slow like that, but
right. Okay, and no, I understand, you know, completely. Sometimes you gotta take the work to get the jobs, and then you're kind of at the mercy of them, you know, when they're trying to.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I know some people in business, they bully them around. Like one guy was telling me he had a contract. I think it was Kraft, or it might have been GM. But anyway, it was a 90-day minimum payout. Like, either you take the work or they'll go somewhere else. It's pretty crazy how they just boss people around.
You know, I ended up having to liquidate a bunch of stuff. I did want to liquidate.
You were looking to liquidate a bunch of stuff? Is that what you said?
No, I already did. I had to because I needed liquidated stuff. I really didn't want to.
Right. What did you end up getting rid of? Was it some equipment or something?
I had a 2007 Porsche Twin Turbo.
Oh, man.
Paid for that I dumped.
Uh-huh.
I had one of those, you know, 18 karat cold blue face Rolex submariners. I had it dumped.
Oh man, you had to get rid of that too.
I know it. So I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
That's true. And the
but
toys go first.
And that's where I went to them, and that was kind of a mistake, really.
Right. Right, you needed it right away. And, I mean, with this, you know, 75K, it is, you know, generally based off sales. So, like, what were sales like last year for you?
I don't know, over a million, between $1 million and $1.4 million.
Okay, well, like ballpark's fine, like $1 million, $1.4 million. I mean, based off that, we'd be able to get you around that, you know, 100K, 140,000.
It depends on the terms, you know, if they're too steep, because obviously here's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the bank and you get your money at whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You use that money to loan out to somebody else, and you got to make a profit off of it. When you start getting up to 15-16%, you
right.
catch people at a point. They only take it because they're desperate. Then they can't afford to pay it back.
Right. I know.
Those people.
Exactly. No, and that's, you know, like I said, we have multiple programs, and because we are that privately held direct lender, we're able to. You know, a little more leeway than the bigger banks do. We have multiple programs, though, that I'm sure we'll be able to find something for you over there. And, like, how long have you been in business over there, John?
A long time.
Long time.
As long as you've been alive.
Since, what did you say, 20 years? Or you said?
No, we've been in here since, we incorporated in 81.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, it's wild. No, that's great, though. You've been, you know, through the ups and downs. What kind of got you involved in the roofing industry?
I don't know. That's a good question. It was a family deal. I ended up with it.
Oh, so you took over for your parents?
Yeah, I got a degree in finance, and I should have stayed with that, and I ended up with this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, at least you're able to apply it, though, with the business, you know?
Yeah, kind of. So anyway, if you understand the parameters we're trying to work within,
right?
We don't want to get choked. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. And so with the 75K, I mean, in itself, what kind of terms are you looking at? Because generally, with our programs, they're around 3 months. to 3 years being the longest, though. But most first-time customers I've seen right in the 24-month mark.
Is it interest only or principal and interest?
It's both. It's because it is a fixed cost.
No, what I'm looking for is an interest loan where I pay you every month, I pay you interest. At right. the end of the year, we either pay it off or roll it over.
Right, and I do believe we have a program like that. I'll have to ask one of my underwriters. But I definitely know we have programs like that, that you'll be able to, you know, you pay it off
since,
as you go.
Since I fell into the pitfall last year of this, you know, daily compounded interest thing, mm-hmm. I'm not going to fall into that again. Cause,
right.
We needed it at the time. Now we just don't need it as much. So I just mm-hmm. want something that's reasonable.
Right.
The bank is talking to me. She asked me about it yesterday when I was in the bank. I don't know whether they'll give it to me or not, but that's what they, you know, that's what they offered or thought that I could, just based upon my cash flow, blah, blah, blah.
Right. And
we
so...
We got trouble back in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in construction here went down the drain. And
oh, yeah.
So I had a line with the bank. I had a $150,000 line with the bank, and when I went to draw on it, it was canceled.
They called it,
so
yeah.
What happened, I went to my credit cards because I thought it was going to be a short-term thing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. It was 3.5 years of hell.
Right.
So and that's how no. it's, you know, it's just what happens, you know.
And that happened to everybody. You know, everyone's lines got called, and it's a tough situation to be in because, you know, you rely on them. You need that money, especially with the 90-day payouts. That's definitely tough on a company.
We try to blend that in. That's not always the case. It's mostly if the bigger work, it's closer to 60. You sign a contract for 30, they usually stretch out for another 30. And then we do some short-term stuff, you know, even residential stuff that flips over in a matter of days.
Right. So it's not.
The bigger stuff is more profitable. So how we manage our cash flow is we do stuff that's going to have a short term, you know, payout, so
mm-hmm.
that we can supply the bigger stuff.
But right.
We'd rather do the bigger jobs, but we just can't do them because we don't have the cash flow for it.
Right.
And we need to have that $75,000 in working capital reserve. So.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to sweat payroll and short term.
Exactly.
And that's what we're looking for. If it works, right. It works. If it doesn't, then we just keep bouncing where we are.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely, you know, have those programs.
Why don't you do this? See if you can find something in your arsenal that meets something close to what I'm asking for.
Right.
If you do, why don't you send me an email and we'll work, we'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we totally do have those type of programs. Do you have it? What's a good email for you?
Feeney, roofing@AOL.com.
roofing@AOL.com. All right, John, yeah, and the application process is, like, really simple. That's another benefit with us is we keep it simple. It's a one-page application, and it would be 6 months.
Is this one of those bank statement things?
Yeah, they look at the bank statements for the cash flow of the company. Like,
I'll show you the cash flow. Like, again, I'm not interested. You know what? I'm not interested in. I've said
I know. No, I know.
I'm not interested in one of those automatic bank withdrawal payments every day or every week. It just doesn't work for us.
Right. No, and I hear you. And that's I definitely I have the notes on it. We have
now,
some of the best.
If we have to pay 8 or 9%, we'll mm-hmm. do that.
Okay.
No problem.
I'll put that in there too.
25 or
right. Exactly.
Afford it. You know, it'll just drain us.
Right.
So why don't you send me what you have, an email? I'm sorry, I got to cut you short. I got somebody sitting here in front of me.
Okay.
Look at what you got, and then we'll talk.
All right. All right. Sounds good. All right, John. Thanks, Don. Bye.